This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Clinton Farron.
Then started to write my story, must be heard. Birds kept singing sweet, sweet songs. Call and response communication. Donkeys braying, horses nickering too. Nature's communicated naturally. How about you, my neighbor? How do you do? Did you have a good rest last night? How about you, my neighbor? What do you say? Did you have a good dreams last night?
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be welcoming by phone today, Clinton Farron. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Great to talk to you. And we're speaking to you from Seattle, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah, great. Well, your music, of course, is going to be very familiar to a lot of our listeners. Clinton was originally born in Kingston, Jamaica. He's a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist and producer. Numerous recordings under his own name, and then even more with the Gladiators. And the most recent recording is This Morning, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
One of the first things I wanted to ask you about, Clinton, was how music first came into your life. And I talk to musicians about this a lot. And it's not even necessarily when you started playing music, but just how, like maybe even your first memory of music and how it grabbed you.
Well, you know, my dad and my stepmom, they used to sing around in the house at the evening times, you know, before bedtime and things like that, just, you know, as a fun thing to do. And I thought that was very cool. And then when I was 9 years old, I saw the Scatterlights playing Kingston Stadium. And the light went off in the head that this is what I'm going to be doing. This is what I want to do. It was so much fun, and it was so beautiful. The other influence is that my dad used to go to Adventist Church.
Mm-hmm. Seventh-day Adventist.
Right. And I used to love the sound of the choir. And one time, my dad and I, we did a duet. Yeah, and people cheered, and then I did a solo by myself. People cheered too. And then they got me in the choir for a minute there. And so all of those is like influence coming up the line.
Well, and just I want to pause for a second and just say, in case for some reason listeners are not familiar with the Scatolites, that's a legendary group of musicians from Jamaica. So that's a great early influence. Yeah, let me go a little bit further with that, Clinton. When your folks were singing to you as a child, what kind of stuff were they singing to you?
Oh, it's more like gospel stuff. Mm-hmm. It's more like gospel stuff. And my dad used to play what we call a mouth organ, like a little harp, you know. But mm-hmm. more like a mouth organ.
Well, it's amazing how much influence those early experiences can have going down the road. You know, like when you mentioned that you had that duet with your dad and your first solo performance, and you got that feedback from people where you knew that something you were doing was connecting with them, you know.
Right. It's true. And it's like, you know, it's hard to say which was greater. I think all of it was. I think all of it was great and good info at the time. You know, I think that they all came at the right time in my life. And so, you know, feeding. Like feeding for the rest at the time, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Develop on that.
And Clinton, did I read somewhere that you built your first instrument, your first guitar?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. That sounds great.
Well, you know, after I saw the Scatolites and thing and I came back and decided I want a guitar. And I checked my dad about buying me a guitar, and he said that he had no money. He would love to, but he had no money. Hmm. And so I decided that, you know what, I'm going to build me one. So I dig one out of a cedar trunk and a plank of cedar. You know, soft wood, easy mm-hmm. to work with. My parents use pencils like the fork you eat with the teeth. Mm-hmm. I use those for frets. You know, I asked a gentleman to buy the strings and the keys in Kingston for me. And I played on that for a little bit. I even played on it in church.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. You know. It was funky. It was funky. It wasn't beautiful at all, but for me, it was beautiful.
1, 2, 3, and 4. Dub, 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 dub. One love in the children singing. One love they are singing in the band. One love and the children shouting. One love, they are shouting in the background. Where is equal rights and justice? It's nowhere to be found. It's nowhere to be found. If you got it in your bosom, check it out, so that we all can be redeemed. One love and the children singing. One love, and you're singing in the downtown. One love, and the children shouting. One love, and you're shouting in the background. Where love has gone, no one can tell. It's nowhere to be found. It's nowhere to be found. If you got it in your bosom, check it out, so that we all can be ready. Love's got no beginning, love's got no end. Love does not demand its own way. Why can't we live as one? It's hard for a man to kick his feet against the brick. Hey, one love and the children singing. One love, then you're singing in the background. One love, then the children shouting. One love, then you're shouting in the background. One love, uh-huh. One love, dip, dip it. One love, dip, 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 dip. Thank you.
Clinton, one of the things I wanted to ask you, you mentioned Kingston. What part of your music do you feel most represents Kingston, Jamaica specifically?
The political part. The political part, and also, I would say, the humorous part, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in Jamaica, you know, especially in the 70s, I remember in the 70s there, man, it was really rough. The political arena was rough. And Jamaica is small. It becomes very tiny when it's split in two.
Yeah,
when it's
yeah.
just one side here on one side, and this side don't like this side. Labor right don't like PNP. PNP don't like labor right. And I remember times there in the 70s when you'll have your own blood brother that live across the street two blocks away. And you see him on the street, and you're afraid to say hi because he's living on the other side, where the side that is called PNP or the side that is called Labour Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, because so, not for him, but somebody might see you say hi to him and figure, oh, he's Labour Right now, or vice versa, he's PNP now, you know, and do you something, you know, vicious time. And my way of getting out of that back then, you know, chatty mode, for example, that I wrote and sung with the Gladiators was perfect example of that. You know, it was rough times where I've seen MPs where you know, put guns in youth's hands and, you know, they run gone down the street, gone fight other people across the street. One came back with his arm chopped off. Mm. One get shot in the leg, one dead under somebody's bed down the road. You know what I mean? I've seen all of those things.
Mm.
And my only way to combat that and don't get involved was to write about it.
Yeah.
So that's what Chatty Chatty Mouth is about. You know, basically, you're just fooling the kid and make promises and things like that that never come true.
Mm.
You know, so I write about it and kind of relieve my anger that way, and still try at the end of the day try to look at the positive, and then on the humorous side, you know what I mean? It's like you humor them too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to humor them too, and find laughter within the situation to get to another day.
I was gonna say, what's amazing is how that technique of combining humor with subjects that are so serious and are so important is a technique that you can see in a lot of different cultures in their music. You know, when they're dealing with such troubles, you know, I'm thinking of Irish music can do that sometimes, you know, with the troubles
yes.
between the North and the South. And
you're totally right.
Yeah.
Totally right.
Yeah. You know, like there's in the United States, even in protest music,
yes,
you know,
you're totally right,
in good protest music, a lot of times it's like you have to bring some levity in so that it just doesn't become too combustible, maybe.
Exactly.
Know.
And yeah. what that is, I think, you know, from how I see it is like, it's almost like a way of bringing us all back to humanity. You know what I mean? Like, hey, by the way, hey, you know, you spit, I spit.
Yeah.
You pee, I pee. Hey, we're all here together. Hey, let's pee together. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Oh,
you
man.
Know, because, you know, if we can, we have to be able to bring it back to that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, when the sun shines, it shine for us all.
Yeah.
You know, and what I noticed too, you know, like when something deadly happened, like the shooting that happened near the hole, everybody grieved. You know, like, oh, man, oh, wow. You know, when 9-11, I remember when 9-11, the whole America, you know,
yeah.
were toast. Like, oh, boy. You know, if all of us could go there, we would go there and give our little help. And
right.
all of us did what we could, you know, to help. When there was a flood and thing like that, you know, everybody, whether black, white, pink, or whatever, you know,
right.
there to help. What happened, though, the sad thing is that that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sad thing, 2 weeks after that, and people forgot, we forgot how to be kind and how to be to gracious and caring. You know, 2 weeks after that. It doesn't take too long before
that's true.
We're not that way anymore,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But we know how to do it. The idea is to remind us, you know, through humor and reality in the same breath. You know what I mean?
Bling, bling, bling. Bling, 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 bling. Bling, bling, bling. Bling, 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 bling. Chatty, chatty mouth. You want to know your culture. Know your culture. Chatty, chatty mouth. Your culture, know your culture. Your boss is a warrior. Chatty mouth, you are a traitor. You're a traitor. You both belittle the humble. Also fight against the meek. Oh yes, but I. By the power of Jah, we shall overcome. One fine day, chatty chatty mouth, be wise and know your culture.
Know your culture.
Chatty chatty mouth, be wise and know your culture.
Know your culture.
Your bash shall be last, and you chatty mouth, you'll get a blow. Remember, just say. Humble and the meek, they shall prevail. Oh yes,
bling bling bling, 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 bling bling bling.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today by phone from Seattle, Washington. I'm speaking with Clinton Farron. Clinton, I wanted to ask, how do you think your music is different? You know, because if I'm not mistaken, you're in your 60s or so?
Yeah, I'm 66.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of curious. I'm always fascinated with musicians who have a long career, you know, how they see their music. You know, as a man of 66 And differences or similarities between that and when you were, say, 26 or 36?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the difference is that I may be a little more seasoned now. You know, it's kind of like a cook and, you know, you're a chef. And the older you get is the more you learn of how, you know, how to be spontaneous sometimes. And it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
When you just started, you don't want to be spontaneous. You want to be go by the book because you want to be right.
All right.
You know what I mean? And not that you don't want to be right, no, but you mess up so many times that you can tell when the mess up is coming and stop it.
Yep.
You know, I think is that the other thing, I think that in some case some things aren't different unless you change as a person. But if you don't change as a person, I think your message and what you're trying to portray, you know, is always there. You probably just go at it a different way. It's like going downtown Butte, but you head downtown Butte from a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal is to reach downtown Butte.
Yes, in all its glory. So that brings me to a couple of questions I just want to ask you about Montana specifically. My understanding is you've performed here in Montana before, haven't you?
Yes, yes, yes. I actually love Montana.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, you were involved with the National Folk Festival before it became the Montana Folk Festival. So
right.
Is there anything specific to Butte itself?
You know, I remember, you know, passing through Butte, I think, and then there's Bozeman somewhere there too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And we played in Bozeman, and that whole stretch, very interesting, I think. And Butte, I remember playing there one time. And my band back then, Boogie Brown, was pretty fresh then. And we have this brethren that used to sell merchandise for us sometimes. And we told him that we're going to Butte. He said, oh, you'll have a look on his face. And I said, oh, man, you sure? Well, we have to go carry two guns outside. And I remember saying to him, well, boy, you know, if that's the way I'm to lose my life, then, you know, I'm going to lose my life because, you know what, you know, it's just some music I'm going with, you know, and I love everybody. So, you know, hey, that's the vibe I'm going with. And then when we started to play, everybody was kind of at a distance. But there were like about 8 or 10 kids, some of them little babies, you know, that rushed toward the stage and having the most fun. And the parents would come and get them and carry them back, and they would come right back. You know? And then I got like about 6 of them on stage to come play some percussions with me, you know. And that lightened the whole thing, and everybody had fun. And we sold the most CDs and shirts that day.
Mm.
You know, the guy was, you know, the same guy that was doing the merch, he was surprised. And I said to him, you see, you know, you never know. You know, you can't just judge the book by the cover. You know, there are nice people everywhere.
Yeah, that's
you know, same way there's bad people everywhere. There are nice people everywhere.
Hey, 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 hey. Are you ready for change? Come along the whole and we are one. Hey, 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 hey. Are you ready for change? Sing along the whole and we are one. No matter your position or your situation, whether you're a little man or a big, big man, I am ears to hear. Hear righteousness calling, come along the whole and we are one. Yeah.
No matter your religion or where you stand, whether you're a Christian or a politician, I and I and I have eyes to see. See together we are chanting, come along the whole and we are one. Are you ready for change? Sing along the whole and we are one.
You know, I don't know, man. You know, I just love, I really and truly, yeah, not because I'm talking to you here, but I'm really and truly love music. I love music, and I know, I don't know what I would have done if it wasn't music. I love music so much, you know, there's a lot of sacrifice. Some people dislike me for it. Some people write me off because of it. Because, you know, some say I'm worthless, I'm this, I'm that, you know. While some think that, oh, Clinton is rich, and they don't know.
The daily grind that you have to go
through.
Yeah,
it's a daily grind. It's a daily grind. Yeah. It's a daily grind.
Oh, man.
But I continue to love it, and each time, there are times when I decide, when I say, you know, it's so rough, you know. And then, you know, in the midst of that, somebody will send me an email or call me or send a postcard. Man, you don't know what your music done for me and my family. And those comments were worth way more than money. Those comments also helped me to continue because I figure, okay, all right, not getting rich, but, you know, I get a chance to give back something.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and we are speaking today with Clinton Farron. ClintonFarron.com is the name of the website. I'm going to spell Clinton's last name to make sure listeners get it correctly. It's F-E-A-R-O-N, ClintonFarron.com. That's where you can find out what's going on in the world of Clinton Farron on all levels, and a good place to check in. Thank you so much for making time to check in with us here at Musician Spotlight and Talk Shop, and look forward to getting a chance to speak with you again down the road.
Okay, John. Thank you very much, man. Thank you, too. And thank all the listeners out there and for their support and for supporting the radio, too, because, you know, radio is a good source of information and several levels. So thank you all, and see you soon.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Clinton Farron. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a downloadable podcast from those websites as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.